This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Come to Adelaide's Feast Festival and get ready to feast on a diversity of queer art and culture from around the world. Check out feast.org.au for cabaret, comedy, theatre, music, visual arts and queer thinkers. Adelaide's Feast Festival, November 15 to 30. Joy sponsor.
Joy 94.9's Feast Festival program launch live from the Prince of Wales. My name's Dylan Adler and right now I'm sitting down with Damien Carey, who's one of the founding members of Feast Festival. Mate, how are you?
I'm very well.
Excellent stuff to hear. So you're one of the founding members along with three others in setting up the festival. What was the festival like, say, in its very first festival 18 years ago?
Actually, it always started off big. We, the four of us all worked in performing arts, in management. A couple were actors, one was a designer, but we were all very highly skilled in writing applications or funding applications, and we knew how to get money to put on events. And we thought we'd just go for it, and we did, and it just all came together. And you know, I think in our first festival we had over $200,000 budget.
Wow, 200 grand 18 years ago. That's a lot of cash.
Yeah, we started from scratch, but you know, we knew what we were doing. I think we knew what we wanted too. We you know, Adelaide has some good festivals. It's, you know, got a history to copy. And we sort of, yeah, we knew how to do it, and I think we just went for it and it worked.
Awesome. Look, I'd just like to go back to that 200 grand figure now, because a lot of people in, I guess, my generation at least, when we have services online like possible crowdfunding where people can donate money online from afar or locally, and it's that information is relatively put out there immediately for what the cause is and how to do it. Now, how did it work 18 years ago when you were raising the money? Was that a community arts grant, or was that donations from the community?
Most of it was to establish funding bodies. So we went, and diverse stuff. So, you know, we went Australia Council, we went State Arts Funding, we went Health, we went Sport Recreation, we hooked in with Tourism. I think the first year, South Australian Tourism, I forget what they gave us, but when they told us, we were like gobsmacked. Adelaide City Council, just a variety of things where, yeah, it just, for some reason, they all went for it. And you know, money really helps.
Absolutely. Now, you run a tea house along with, you're one of the swine, you create the art behind Swineherder Leather Gear. So, do you combine those two together, the tea house with the leather, or?
No. I don't have a leather apron. And the tea house is about to shut down, which is, so I'll change what I'm doing and concentrate a bit more on Swineherder Leather Gear.
Right, so will you be there down at the Sleazeball Kink Night at Feast?
I'm not sure. I live in Melbourne, so... But having, driving down here, driving home, I was listening to Catherine, to Fitzy, about the festival, and I thought, I think I might go back to Adelaide for the festival, because I'll be on a break. I'm having about a three-month holiday, so I think I might just pop in and enjoy the festival again. It's been a while.
Totally. I think Sleazeball, that definitely made my ears prick up for a second there. Now, you also are about to become a pig farmer and a bacon and ham producer. So what got you involved into that? Is that tying in with the Feast Festival at all?
Not
the indulgence?
At all. No. I'm not sure. I thought, what am I going to do with myself if I'm not running a cafe? And I just like the idea of having a little farm within an hour and a half or an hour of Melbourne, and making beautiful bacon and hams and selling them to uber trendy inner city cafes who will pay me a lot of money, hopefully.
Totally. Look, I'm not going to lie. Us hipsters, we do enjoy our eats. Now,
bacon is unbelievable.
Oh, really?
I'm serving it to customers and it's just, yeah, unbelievable. Bacon should taste like this.
Oh, getting me hungry, man. Now, I'd just like to ask yourself, because you've been in this game for a while now, what's any advice that you could give to some of the younger generations going into the festival? What are some tips that you could probably give them for any future advice?
The arts industry is a very hard industry and it's been in decline for many, many decades. Successful arts in Australia needs to be properly funded by government, or, you know, there's the other genre of, you know, your King Kongs and those sorts of things. My bent has always been community theatre and self-produced stuff. And, you know, I think if people have the right training or, you know, the right motivation, the right people around them, and learn the funding game. Honestly, learn how to write an application and don't get precious or pretentious about what you're doing. Read the application and every point that it says criteria you must fill, answer that question and no others. Keep it brief and make them have to just tick the boxes. They're bureaucrats. They need to tick boxes, so you learn the system and you'll do fine.
Sensational. Damien, thank you so much for having a chat with me today.
Pleasure.
This is Joy 94.9's Feast Festival program launch, sponsored by Feast Festival Adelaide Queer Cultural Festival. How do you stop this doodad? I'm going to love whoever has to edit this.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.